This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Your second breakfast here on Joy 94.9. I'm Sonia. Here we are in a very sunny Melbourne. Not really. It's a little bit on the cool side. But I am speaking to someone in the far north regions there of Australia. Alicia Jade I have on the line, and she's going to chat to us about some wonderful comicsy things. And I don't mean comedians and stand-up. That obviously happens sometimes for me. People get a bit confused there. But no, we're talking about Australian artistic and cartoon and comics and that sort of thing. Welcome to this morning's second breakfast, Alicia.
Thanks so much. What's
funnier? Great. I wonder if it is a bit warmer up there. Probably is.
Probably is, but we all complain about it anyway.
It is kind of wintry, isn't it?
It is slightly wintry, but you know, Brisbane winter is never quite on par with Melbourne.
No, you can't beat us for drama when it comes to the old weather. All right. So firstly, Alicia, let's look at yourself. You're a Ledger Awards recipient of the Platinum Ledger. And the Ledger Awards, of course, is all about supporting and helping to, I guess, nurture and as well as award and acknowledge those comics artists who have been, well, who are Australian or based in Australia, I should say, and have shown to be awesome, like yourself.
That's what I like to think.
I can't think of any other way to describe it.
Yeah, it's such a great institution celebrating, which is something that we don't really do enough, and which is part of what I'm trying to do, really.
Yeah. Well, culturally, I don't think many of the arts in many ways doesn't get that sort of attention, but it's good to see the Ledgers is there, and you were awarded that, when was that, April of this year?
April, I think, yeah.
Cool. So you're based in Brizzy. You are a cartoonist or comics artist yourself. So tell us a little bit about yourself there.
Well, aside from making my own comics and making comics, I've just started making a collaboration with Caitlin Major as well on a comic, which is great. It should be out. She's shipping to me right now, actually, which is exciting. But my main goals really are around highlighting and celebrating the extremely amazing work that we have going on in the past and at the moment by women in Australian comics, which is a group that historically, I mean, I remember when I first started making comics, there would be jokes about, oh, well, what women in Australian comics? Or, you know, you'd be the only person in the artist alley or something like that. So I really want to celebrate and raise the profile for the women who are creating around Australia today. So I've actually just wanted to celebrate. We've now got our own site. And when I say we, I really mean I. I have my own site, Celebrating Women in Comics, along with the list that I've been curating for over a year now to link together women who are creating and their websites and Tumblrs and social medias so that people can easily find creators and see their work and maybe support them in any way that they can. And that's really my driving goal at the moment. So I'm really excited to announce that first here this morning. No one else has seen it, so it's extremely exciting to get this out there. And I'm currently just in getting it linked with the new Women in Literary Arts organization that launched just recently. Mm-hmm. So that hopefully should be an extremely good partnership as well to have listed as a resource there, because comics, not only in terms of women in comics, but comics in general, culturally, you're right, it's not something that's permeated our culture here in Australia on a public level anywhere near what it does in places such as Japan or France or North America, for example. So raising that profile within the literary community as well is something that's very important.
Yeah, it would be important for the future too, and inspiring other females and women and girls to take up the pen, or if you're digital, the mouse, I guess.
Or the Wacom.
Whatever it is that you use. So it's womeninozcomics.com. So it's launching now, is it? Or today, right?
Yes, so now. Launching today. It's live right now. It's just gone there. We've got a few things on the site already, aside from the list, which you can find.
So what's this list? Again, you were saying it's just a list of women comic artists.
Yeah, it's a list. It's a list that lists the active, the women in comics that I've been able to locate, and adding more all the time, obviously, since no one has contact with everyone in this little community. But it links the resources that I've been able to locate myself, such as websites, Tumblrs, Instagrams, Facebooks, Twitters, so that anyone who's interested in seeing work by women creators, it's extremely easy to go and connect, see their work, support them, purchase their wares. I'm constantly improving it as well. So after I go through this round of updating to make sure I've got everything as complete and up to date as possible and remove any broken links, I'm actually going to start adding in store links as well, so that anyone who's interested in purchasing any comics by ladies working in the local scene, it'll be easier than ever. So.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Will there ever be a queer element to list
there
at some stage?
I know for sure there are queer creators on the list. It is something that I really need to consider very carefully whether I want to break it down further than what it is now, only because there are a number of creators in the community who may not wish for that information to be public at the moment.
Fair enough.
Even if it's easily available. So for example, I did have it broken down at the very beginning by state using publicly available information, but it comes in a bit of a privacy issue. So I'm currently looking to do a bit of a poll with those who are on the list and see if they would like that sort of thing to be active. And I'm certainly supportive of anyone who wants to curate any list of the kind. I know there are a few that run around that are based in the US, lists of queer comic creators and also...
Yeah, I was just saying there is an American version I've seen and it's quite helpful, especially if you're looking at doing referencing work for LGBTIQ content or whatever.
Absolutely is. Yeah.
But that's just
list is
me.
I believe. So one of the things that I've come up against in curating the list is it's very difficult to, like women, whether it's just in comics or in other creative arts or just in general, we tend to be pretty terrible at self-promotion unless it's a skill that is developed. So often you'll find that when you do a call out to say, oh, I want to do an interview with someone who wants to promote their work, it's very difficult to get for women to engage. So it's something that I'm trying to foster.
Yeah.
Obviously, to, you know, show people, you know, this is a safe space to be able to put things
out there. Because that's the worry, isn't it, too, is harassment, which happens all the time to anyone who identifies as female. Harassment is... usually there some point in time online.
Even if not actively, there is always a shadow and an awareness that is a path that can go down. So any direction that the list takes further than providing these links will definitely be under consensus. Those lists are extremely valuable, more as an opt-in resource, whereas this is me collecting public information that out there at the moment.
Yeah, obviously, it's accessible,
obviously anyone who didn't want to be on the list might take off in a heartbeat, but it's better to be sensitive, I think, in those scenarios than start it.
That's very exciting. I'm going to look forward to putting that everywhere in my little social media area.
The website at the moment also has an article graciously supplied by the wonderful Josh Santospirito about Tricky Welsh's Hoppers launch that just happened in the festival in Hobart and a couple of other little articles as well. I'll be creating it as a hub to really paste that kind of news and information if anyone's got a book launch coming or anything like that. I'm really hoping that it can become that resource. Obviously a lot of hard work to come, but hopefully it'll be something that not just women but the wider community can find useful in locating cool creators.
Well, that's good. I think that's really good. So that is, of course, the address is womeninozcomics.com.
It is womeninozcomics.com.
Easy. All right, look, it's been great chatting to you. I know it's very brief. You and I usually have longer ones, but chats, and I just hope you're having a fabulous day in Brizzy. And of course it's Dinosaur Day.
It is Dinosaur Day.
What's your favourite? You have to pick one.
I do have to pick one. Can I say Littlefoot? No, that's cheating. No, my favourite would probably be a Triceratops. You can't go past.
Yeah, aren't they gorgeous?
Cool.
Well, I don't know if gorgeous is the word.
No, I think they're gorgeous. It's great to see. It's great to see everyone talking about their favourite dinosaurs, though. It's absolutely super cute.
Yeah, it's cute. Just big naked chickens. That's what they are.
No one can prove they didn't have feathers.
yes, there is that one that came out last year. Well, not come out, but was discovered last year. And it looks, it's got a bit of frou-frou feather thing happening there.
It's got some style.
It's got flappy wings and feathers. It's amazing. All right, that's great. Look, thanks very much, Alicia. Oh, where can people go to find you, specifically just you?
Oh, for myself.
Online.
I'm on the list, but yeah. I also have my own website at omycomics.com.
Cool. Thank you so much for doing this morning, having a quick chat, and good luck with everything, with the Women in Comics and also the list and everything else and the blog and the hub. Going to be busy.
For a long time.
Woman.
Thanks so much for having me on, Sonia.
Keep going.
So
have a nice day and a fabulous dinosaur day in Brizzy. Thank you, Alicia Jade.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.